Pastor Dave was saying there. What a beautiful time of worship, and these worship songs just lift me up and bless me. I feel so inspired and directed by the Holy Spirit every time I come into this house to worship. And that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing, in fact. Marty and I are going to be going to Brazil, leaving on February 26th, right? 26th, okay. And I know it's time to go because I found myself standing down here tonight singing and translating the songs into Portuguese in my head. Time to go to Brazil, Marty. Time to go. We're going to have a great time down there. As far as I know, we won't be going to Rio at all. That may change because those Rio folks have a way of changing things on me real quickly. And so we'll be in the central part of Brazil there, as far as I know, right at this moment. But we're looking forward to it. A lot of things that we'll be doing, a lot of places we'll be ministering. And so pray for us. We'll have two more Sundays here before we leave. We leave on Monday, don't we? 26 is on Monday. Okay. It's not that I'll have any idea what times and seasons are, but on that one, I just drew a blank. We leave on Monday the 26th. And pray for us. Amen. Well, Sunday, after I ministered, I just was so blessed by the response of the people, by the way that many of you came to share with me about the word and what God had spoken to you through that word. And so I had a lot of scriptures that I never got to Sunday, and I thought, well, I'm going to bring those scriptures up tonight, use them tonight. Now, you remember a scripture that we used, and I think it was Psalm chapter 32, verse 7, I believe it was. Psalm 32, verse 7. Could we get that? It's not on the list back there. I'm sorry, it's not there. See what Psalm 32, verse 7 says. All right, that was quick. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. You shall surround me with songs of... Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be thinking about a particular song in your life that I'm going to call a song of deliverance. God has used that song to speak very profoundly into your life, and it's caused you to be set free of a certain thing or things. And I'm not going to have you say it right now, but later on I will. Be thinking of a particular song that has just blessed you so much. And the reason why that song has been so meaningful in your life. Okay, will you do that? Glenda said she'd do it. Now nobody else did. All right, okay, there are a few more out there responding. All right. I can always count on Glenda. I know she's going to respond. Praise God. Amen. He shall surround you with songs of deliverance. Oh, my goodness. I want to tell you, I'm still walking on cloud nine from the experience I had this past week where what I described to you Sunday, what God did. And I can't wait to hear from the church down there in that part of Brazil. By today, it's probably the last day of their conference down there, and I'm going to be contacting them because I'm going to go down there and preach. They have an open invitation to go there, so I'll be going down there to preach at some point on this trip to Brazil. But I hope I was able to communicate that Sunday. How much that meant to me for that thing to take place that did, that I told you about on Sunday. And I'm not going into it tonight because it'd take up too much time, but I'm still just basking in God's goodness and his faithfulness. At this point, I've pretty much decided that it was about 42 to 43 years ago that God gave me that promise that I'm going to vindicate you. 42 or 43 years. Is that a long time or not? God never forgot. We forget. God never forgot. And so he did exactly what he said he would do. Of course, that's consistent with everything we see about God in Scripture. He's going to do what he says he'll do. Always, always, always. So we don't give up. We keep believing. We keep trusting God. We keep just believing in those promises and holding them close to our heart and not giving up on anything that God has promised us. Now, that was part of the message on Sunday. And another thing that, actually two things that I brought out that I thought were very important, and I'll repeat them tonight. How do we choose to live our lives? What are our choices? What choices do we make in living our lives for the Lord? Over the years, you just see the choices you make, and you see the fruit of them, and you see the blessing of some, and you see maybe that was not such a good choice, right? I'm not talking about your husband or wife now. We're not entering into that. No. This choices we make that are so powerful, either in a positive way or a negative way. And so we choose to live our lives. Well, the question was, how do we choose to live our lives? How do we choose? And, I believe that so many people in this church have made the decision, I'm going to acknowledge God with all my heart. I'm going to trust in him with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. If I had leaned on my own understanding, I'd still be sitting in my parents' house back in Southern Ohio, not doing a thing for the kingdom. That would have been what I've done. My own understanding was, well, you can't do this. You can't go to another country. You can't serve God like that. Well, God delights in taking those you can'ts and making them you can. I can. He delights in doing that. So how do we choose to live our lives for God? I choose to live my life just believing what the Scripture says and acting upon it, moving out in faith upon what the Word of God has said. Second question, anybody remember now? Just how much will I trust the Lord with my life? Just how much will I trust the Lord with my life? Let's not get the attitude, okay, this part, Lord, I'll give you. This, you can have this. But there's an area back here that I'm not going to give you or anybody else. When we come to the Lord, it's all or nothing. Hallelujah. We come wholeheartedly to the Lord. Come to God saying, God, I hold nothing back. Without reservations, I come to you. And I ask you, Lord, to use me for your glory. Now, that was part of this Sunday, and I felt it important because the scriptures that I did not use on Sunday, I'm going to use some of them tonight. And they deal with this aspect of just trusting God with all of our hearts. Okay, let's go, first of all, to Psalm 32, verses 10 and 11. Chapter 32, excuse me. Verses 10 and 11. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Say, oh, well, that's so pretty. That's so good. When you really experience it, when God surrounds you with his mercy, you say, hey, that's real. That's true. What is that verse in another part of Psalms that says, surely goodness and mercy shall do what? Follow me 1 month a year. Just around Christmas time. No. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Some of you aren't convinced yet. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. All the days of my life. Now, this promise here just reiterates that. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy will surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. You know, when I read this scripture, this thought occurred to me. It was so powerful to me. God loves exuberant worship. Okay. God loves exuberant, spirit-filled worship. He loves it. I love it too. We love it in this church. So when we understand the promises and the mercies of God, and we see what He is doing in our lives, wow. How could I be anything else than just joyful and exuberant? Now, I know there are times when we go through other emotions. I do myself. Do it every day. But in the final analysis, I turn back to God and I say, God, I trust you. And I'm going to serve you joyfully. I'm going to do what you've said. God loves exuberant worship. Now, that does not mean that He does not also love quiet worship. He does. So we do both. We do both. We have that quiet time. We have that quietness before the Lord when He speaks to us in a really special way. But when we come together as His people, I think it's a time to be joyful, to be exuberant, to be filled with praise and worship unto God, and just really put it all out there. Okay, amen. Thank you, Lord. Remember, you heard it here first at Grace Covenant Church. Not really, not first, but the places. And I know I've said this here in this congregation before, but as I travel and as I see people from many different cultures and different places in the world, God is moving through spirit-filled, exuberant worship. Now, I'm not saying He doesn't move through the quiet time. He does. He does. He does. So don't you go out of here saying Pastor Wade only likes it when we're real loud and we shout. I do like it. But I recognize that God's not limited to that. He's not. So we experience both. But in this joyful response to the goodness and the grace of God, I'm going to say, God, hallelujah. I love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm still riding on the blessing of that of that answer to prayer last week that took 42 years to come about, but it came. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Okay, my next scripture is this. Psalm 32, verse 7. Psalm 32, verse 7. All right, I hope we got that one on the, there it is, yeah. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of sadness. All right. Well, I'm just messing it all up tonight, Pastor Dave. I'm getting all the words wrong. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Okay, now it's your turn. Share with me and with the whole congregation a song of deliverance. One that I'm sure you've heard here and we've sung again and again. Share with me a song that has really spoken to your heart. It's so meaningful to you that you say, I just got to say something about that song. Who'll be first? All right, go ahead, Earl. You're a good, good father. Amen. Amen. So that became to you and is to you a, quote, song of deliverance. Amen. It's a good one. Anybody else? I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Amen. Now, she has a lot of songs in her heart. Wow. Amen. It's good, Marty. That's all one song. Yes, it is. Now, some of you might not recognize that. That comes from an earlier period of life. But it's good. It's good. All right, who's next? Oh, good. I'm no longer a slave to fear. No longer. I am a child of God. No matter what my fears might be, I'm no longer a slave to them. Amen? Thank you, Riley. I'm no longer a slave. I'm free. I'm free. Oh, I got some over here. I'll go over here first and I'll come back. Who's next? Oceans, I like that too. Oceans, that's a great song. We have sung that a lot here. All right, who was it over here? John and Linda, was it you? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I know the song. All right, trust and obey. Now, how have these songs served? And those of you who talk, right as you start, how has this song helped you to experience freedom or deliverance or liberty in your life? How does it go? Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right. And I want to say it like this, right? And I was going to say something like this later. Something happens inside you. Something happens inside you when you make those dramatic claims and professions and declare. And in worship, it's a wonderful time to do that. Thank God. Thank God. You can come into this place and you might say, well, I don't feel too well tonight, and I think I'll just sit still and be quiet. Well, some of us can't do that. We have to proclaim it. And when we proclaim it, it sets other people free also. It's not just about you and me. Hallelujah. It's not about you and me. It's about us. It's about God's people. It's about his family. It's about his church. About his people. And your presence and your entering into what God is doing and declaring it in praise and worship can set people free around you. Amen. Amen. I never will forget when I was first beginning to study the subject of the Holy Spirit and what God was doing. And this goes back a year or two, Marty. This goes back some time. There was a book, and just the old-timers will remember this book, They Speak with Other Tongues. John somebody, what was his name? Cheryl, John Cheryl. You remember that? Beatrice remembers it. And he said when he first started researching this and he was visiting some churches where there was this enthusiastic worship. I believe he's a New Yorker, and I believe he probably got into some Pentecostal churches in New York, some Hispanic Pentecostal churches and so on. And he said one time, he said he was standing by a man who was singing as if his life depended upon it. And a very, very loud voice, exuberant, praising God. All right? Now, you say, well, I can't do that, Pastor. I'm reserved. I used to be that way. How many can say, I used to be that way. God set me free. And here again, I'm not criticizing the quiet way. It's there. It's in the Bible. It's just as biblical as the other. But we, in this particular verse, there's freedom coming to us. There's liberty coming to us in our worship, in our expression, the way that we express what God is doing. Hallelujah. I remember one night in Brazil, we were in praise, and this was a church that was exceptionally strong in praise and worship. It was in Rio. I was a pastor in the church, and we had some great people, great praise and worship people in that church. And one night we were right in the middle of praise and worship, and a woman jumped up and said, I can see. I don't know how total her blindness was, or what degree it was, but she began to see things that she hadn't seen before, right in the middle of praise and worship. That's going to happen right here in Grace Covenant Church, folks. It's going to happen right here. And it may not be physical blindness. It may be spiritual blindness. It may be, I'm not going to limit God. I'm saying God's going to do things like that where people will dramatically recognize, I'm set free. No longer a slave to fear. Hallelujah. I'm set free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? This is good. Let there be light. Let there be light. What does that mean to you, Glenda? Amen. Yes. Whoa. Amen. Glenda, why don't you come up here and preach tonight? That was so good. I think I'll just walk down there and give you the microphone and let you. No, thank you. Oh, well, okay. Thank you, Lord. Please, anybody else, this is good. I enjoy this because it shows what God is doing through these songs of deliverance that he's putting into our lives, how he sets us free. Anyone else? I am what he says I am. All he says I am. Okay, praise God. Well, that's something that we just need to get to Scripture and say, yes, this is who I am. The world may say this. The enemy may say this. But this is what God says about who I am. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Well, you guys are preaching the sermon. I'm still going to get Glenda up here preaching for it's all over. Anyone else? Please, help me out. Reckless love. Okay, I'm not familiar with that one, I don't think. It's a new one. We've sung it here before. Oasis. I'm not old enough to go to Oasis, so I... What are some of the words? Please, just a... Wow. Hey, that's good. No matter what stands in our way, God will break it down just to come after us. That reminds me of the scripture I used Sunday, where God said in 2 Corinthians, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace. Whatever your trial, whatever you're going through right now, my grace is sufficient for you. Okay, you all have helped me tremendously. Not anybody else? Uh-huh. Amen. Yes. That's right. If it were based on us, my emotion would change tomorrow. It would be something totally different. But because it's based on him, it stays the same. The truth remains the same. It's truth. He loves us. That's who we are. He loves us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay, I feel like there's one more. Anyone else? Or it's two, actually. Okay. Go ahead. All I need? Pursue. Okay, I like that. Go after God. Go after God. Anyone else? Somebody else was speaking over here. Amen. Now you have to be really mature to remember that song. Oh, no, that's not older than that. That's a newer one. I love that too. I mean, you ought to be in Brazil when they start singing Because He Lives. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Because He Lives. That's a Bill Gaither song. So Bill Gaither, who was that gentleman? Huh? It was what now? Gaither? Okay. He's probably the leader, originator, or whatever. Because He Lives. Okay. All right. Victory in Jesus. I like that, Brenda. I love to sing that song. I can remember going to a men's convention in southeastern Oklahoma. It was just a camp out kind of thing, and there were thousands of men there, and they, when they'd sing Victory in Jesus, oh, my goodness, brought the tent down. All right. I believe it's all that, but that's just what I want to say. God surrounds us with songs of deliverance. And when you look at individual parts of that of those songs, you'll see how God uses those to bring deliverance in your life. That's been true in my life. It's been true in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We serve a good, good Father. We serve a good, good Father. And He leads us. He leads us constantly in triumphal procession through Jesus Christ. Okay. Next scripture. Get that one, next one up there. I think it's 33. Yes, Psalms 33, verses 4 and 5. All right. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His work is done in truth. Now, before we go to the next verse, I want to say this. Be sure that everything that you believe about God is based in the Word of God and upon the Word of God. Make your foundation secure. Make it solid. Believe what the Word says about God and about you. You're not obligated to believe what man says, but you are obligated to believe what the Word of God says about Him and about you. You know, for years, of course, you know, as we go on in life and so on, we hear different teachings and messages and so on. I've heard some of the weirdest things about God, especially on the radio. Maybe a few on the TV, too. I don't know. Some of the weirdest stuff. That's not God. God doesn't do that. Okay. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. No, I'm not going there. You can't talk me into it. Praise God. When you go through life and experience the goodness of God, it just strengthens your faith. It strengthens your faith. You know, I can say it because now it's almost 11 years since Carolyn went to be with the Lord. And I can say that my faith has been strengthened through this time because I've chosen to worship Him. I've chosen to be at this altar. Dave, yours has been a shorter journey, but I believe you can say the same thing. Amen. Praise God. All right. Next verse. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Enough of that melancholy, complaining, bitter spirit. Why? Because the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, well, I don't see it, Pastor. Well, amen. Just open your eyes. Read the Word. Get into the Word. Know what the Word says about the goodness of God. And you'll see it all around you. Praise God. All right. We're just about to quit here. I've got just a few more scriptures. That is 33. Now we'll go to Psalm 33, 8 and 9. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. Oh, goodness. This is it's like a worship service here tonight, just reading the scriptures. We stand in awe of a God of such magnificence, such purity, such grace, and such love, and such faithfulness. We stand in awe of you, God. Hallelujah. Hey, why don't we just do that right now? Stand up with me. Stand up. Stand up. Raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you because of your faithfulness, your grace, your mercy, your love, your power, the move of your Holy Spirit, all that you do in my life. Lord, I stand in awe of you because you are perfect in all your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, do you feel better about yourself? We stand in awe of this Lord. Hallelujah. Be seated for a little while. There's one more verse, I think, on this. Yes, right here. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Now, I want to make just a few comments about that, and I think based on what I'm seeing here, that will be the last scripture tonight. He spoke, and it was done. How did God create everything around us? He spoke it into existence. What does the scripture say about the way that we use our tongues? Life and death. Power of life and death is in the tongue. Let's be careful about what we speak. Let's be careful about what we declare. Because what we speak, the words we use, have power. Have power. And so let's declare what the word says instead of Wade Pope's personal opinion. Amen? Let's declare what the word of God says. Let's stand fast on the word. Because he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. And we speak. We declare. We declare grace and favor over our families, right? Let's do that tonight. You don't have to stand right now. Just lift your hand. We declare grace, favor, truth, healing, prosperity, the power of God, transformation over our families in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Wow. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say in concluding here that, you know, I've decided in my own life, and I think that so many of this church could say this, the more I can display my gratitude to God and my thanksgiving, my deep thanksgiving to him for who he is and what he's done, the better things go for me. Right? Amen. We speak of God's grace and his power. And I just want to tell you, I'm so grateful for a church like this. And I'm not buttering you up or flattering you. I'm just saying God has moved in a powerful way in this church. And he has moved in a powerful way in this area. Because God's people are really awakening to who he is and what he's doing. Amen. Ask yourself, just how much will I trust God with my life? Just how much will I trust him? Let's say this. God, I trust you with all of it. Every single bit of it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand, please. Danny, can we get the praise team back up here just for... what a wonderful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all for your help tonight in sharing some of these things with me, because this has been a blessing to me. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.